This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So yeah, there you go. Mark Murphy talking crap. Our defensive issues are purely down to Rowett. So yeah. If we were in the bottom three with 10 games to go, would you sack Joe Edwards?
No. Definitely not.
Because I believe that uncertainty, and I don't think a new manager will possibly get the team working in the right direction in 10 games, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Also, you can see, like, he's brought two loan players in Obafemi and Tanganga. Neither of them are quite match fit at the moment, but they're getting there. And they're going to be hell of a players for us over the next sort of few weeks when they build their fitness up. But already, his first signing, his first permanent signing is Adam Mayer, a youngster, someone who's highly regarded. I read an article yesterday from the Morecambe Academy manager director, talked about how they're all calling him the new Bell. They see him as someone who's is a real bright spot. So we've got some talent there. I know he's jumped up two divisions, but he's one for the future. And I reckon Joe will do this. He'll bring in some more youth players, some more youngsters, get rid of the old crap, and start building. I think the next sort of two years or so, we're going to be up there.
Yeah, I think the new guy, Mayer, is his name, isn't it? Mayer, yeah. I think that is the sort of player what Edwards wants. He's looking at coming in young, and then literally then what you're doing is you're setting your team up for about 10 years, isn't you? If you're bringing young, come in, and then you're bringing them in right. So, yeah.
For Mickey, it loses what he wants. It's pace. He's got pace. He's got strength. He's very direct, apparently, where the back of the net is. He can get assists. And he's got sell-on value as well.
That's the reason why they brought him in. I know you say we want to set the team up for 10 years, but they are looking and they're going to try it. And whether or not it works and whether or not it's successful, but we're going to be bringing in maybe 4, 5, 6 players over the next couple of transfer windows who have sell-on value in the hope that one of 100%. Them gets us that big, massive payday. That's what they're looking 100%. For.
Bobby, definitely, I will take that. Give me a 10-minute voice note after the game telling us how you see it, mate, and that will be your Sunday morning podcast.
But the challenge, Bobby, the challenge is you've got to do it in one take.
Yeah, one take. Yeah, no sending me two. But to be fair, if you did send me two, no one would know. And I'll even give you my WhatsApp number. Fucking hell. And then you can send it to me via there. Do you know what I mean? Or I might give you my Telegram number instead. That's a little bit, yeah. I'm up for it, mate. But yeah, give me a 5-10 minute voice note of your reaction to the game straight after it, the passion of Wall, and I will put it out as its own little podcast, mate. Do you know what I mean? Because I think people would love to do that. So yeah. So if we go down, whose fault is it? No, it's the player's fault, I think. Rowett's gone. Rowett did what he did, and he's gone. And it's now down to the players. I mean, Rowett left in, what, October? So pretty much, what, nearly, what, five months, nearly 6 months? If we go down, it's because of the players. The players don't seem to have...
If we go down...
I don't know, the gumph, the fucking get up and go, do they?
if we go down, it's a combination of a load of things. Rowett does take part of the blame, but the bulk of it will fall on Alex Aldridge. It'll fall on the players. It potentially, a part of the blame will fall on Edwards because he's tried to play a certain way that's not worked. But again, I don't think we need to be at this point talking about being relegated.
I weren't going to say anything, Chris. I knew exactly what you meant by your comment, and I did call him Chris Coleman, but I meant Phil Coleman. And when this goes out as a proper show, I'll be able to re-edit and change that from Chris to Phil, but your comment is still going to be there.
I must say, Mick, when I saw the video, I did think to myself, fuck me, Chris Coleman's let himself go a bit.
And then, yeah, proper, wouldn't it? You know what I mean?
Phil Coleman, I was like, oh, right, okay.
I don't know. I don't know the fella, mate. But, yeah, he don't like me, so, yeah.
But, no, this is Adam Mayer. You know, all praise for him. I mean, you know, they talk about how he's settling really well in training, apparently. I mean, Connor mentioned there one of his comments that apparently rinsed Obafemi in training. A lot of the players talk about how good he is. I spoke with... one of the players' parents, and he's mentioned about how good he's been in training in the last few games and looks really good. So I reckon Mayer is going to be pushing for into the first team very quickly. Although a lot of us thinking he's one for the future, I reckon he's going to probably get...
Sorry, Joe. Can you go back to that comment, Mick, about Michael Beale? They hate him at Sunderland. They literally don't care if they win games of football. They want him out of their football club. I can't have that.
Your microphone. Stephen, your microphone sounds
cracking a bit, Stephen.
Oh, hello?
No, is that better? Gone, mate. Your batteries are running out, mate.
Oh, give me a second. Give me two seconds. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, honestly.
While Stephen's gone now, when he comes back and he comes onto screen, okay, just everybody just sit there and put in the comments, welcome back, Hasbullah. Just when he comes back on the screen. Not now, but once he comes back on the screen. Just
it does look like Hasbullah, doesn't it?
Every little bit, just keep going, welcome back, Hasbullah. Yeah. You know, you're big, you're taller than I thought you were or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Just do that. But obviously when he comes on, we haven't been saying anything. Because I don't know if he's listening to us or not. He could be on his phone. And I could be really fucked up, but yeah.
How he's improved with his English now, and you know,
But
back to what Bobby said there, I would take Joe Edwards over Bill even now. You know,
where isn't that video, Connor? Do you mean where is that video? Where isn't that video?
I'm trying to multitask. I was trying to talk to you and type at the same time.
I don't know what you heard of me there, but Bobby's comment about Michael Beale, the Sunderland fans hate him.
Yeah.
They hate him with a passion. We don't want him. We don't want him. No. Never wanted him.
I agree, exactly. And, given what I know now, even what I know then, I would choose Joe Edwards over him even now.
100%.
Yeah,
with me 1 second.
I don't know what you guys said when I left the stream for a little while, but you didn't happen to mention Hasbullah at all, did you? Because literally every comment is, welcome back, Hasbullah, welcome back, Hasbullah, welcome back, Hasbullah. I know you have.
I haven't. Just to answer them, just to know there, I've switched them off now. The reason we're doing it is just, I just wanted to see what they were supposed to play every 20 minutes, but if they'd be coming on where people are going, there's been loads and we've only been on for an hour, then I'll look at the settings. But no, it's just, I was just looking at them to see whether or not they are worth or not, because obviously it's a way that, you know, it helps support the podcast and means that we don't have to keep going, give us your money. So, but if there's too many, then, yeah, it's not a problem. To be honest with you, I'd rather step away from adverts from YouTube and podcast and find myself a sponsor to be able to get things paid for that way, because at least then you're interrupted. I think there's nothing worse than halfway through or something, bop. There's a couple of people on YouTube who seem to fucking every 5 minutes. So I've listened and I've switched them off.
There's a lot of
they weren't meant to be on.
There's a lot of Hasbro comments in there, Mickey. You've seen him?
No. Who's that? Was it Denor's dad, Joe?
Connor?
Stephen's becoming a robot. What's not? That's not what I expected tonight. But we can all hear it in training. We basically are in different beast. So why are we not seeing it on match day? Edwards and the players talk a good game. I'll give them out. Thank you, Fine Route, getting paid off in the summer. So Joe Edwards going nowhere. I think you'll find Edwards getting paid off to summer. Don't think he is. I think it was an agreement and done. So, yeah. Oh, fuck me. You have got some comments here. Why are they all coming in? I've got no idea, mate.
All right.
I don't understand you, Mickey.
No, mate. Yeah, but Mickey, Rarick brought these players who didn't have the skill to do what Edward wants. So I would say that, yes, it is Rarick's fault. I think it is Rarick's fault that the players he brought in are doing, but the players should still be able to do. So, I mean, someone put a comment right at the beginning of the comments, and I'm not going to go all the way back to fucking find it, but he turned around and said, it don't matter, even if you're a shit player, you should still be able to hold the ball and put a pass in. So if you can't run with the ball, you can't fucking do anything with it, you should still be able to hold the ball and pass it to someone, unless all our players are dog shit. That's where one of you two come in. Fuck me. How many Hasbullers is there?
I know you said something. You have.
What's happened?
If we go down, no one person is to blame. Players, no. Aldo, Joe, Rarick, Cav have all played a part.
Absolutely. You know what's happened? Someone's put Hasbulla, it's just cotton on. Now they're all saying Hasbulla.
Oh, look, there's Ben. Ben's getting involved on his burner. Fuck me. Hasbulla. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Hasbulla, comedy gold.
The thing is, as well, that Millwall 85-93, I swear to God, he's just literally commented, "Welcome back, Hasbulla," about 20 times. It's just loads of them keep coming up. I am going to log in to StreamYard and I'm going to ban him in a minute.
Oh, mate. After being born and bred in Liverpool, Adam Mayer is getting better at learning English. Fucking, yeah. I thought you were very close then, Connor, to getting banned. Because if I read that, it's in you were after being born and bred in Liverpool, and I was just going to press the ban. I'd say Rarick is to blame. You can't build a house on shit foundations. We'll always collapse. Yeah, fuck me, he's done it again. Look, there's another.
Honestly, there's loads. There's so many.
Oh my God, how many has bullets are there? Are you Hasbulla's dad? Oh, look, he's done it now. Look, he's done it all in line.
Yeah, I know. I told you. I'm logging into StreamYard and banning.
We ain't going down.
Copy and paste, didn't you, that one?
That's brilliant. Wait, everyone get on Twitter and just copy Stephen in and just comment of the night.
Whoa. Don't skip past that. Stephen, don't worry, mate. You have hair. No, it's all right, Mike. It's all right. I don't mind. Mike's and also, these two fellas that are doing the show with me are considerably older than me. So they've also got that as well.
Yeah.
Can't really do a lot when I know he's
extremely
hard, so he can't get back on. I didn't mean to do that either.
He not? Can he not?
What? You can't get back in.
Well, I just have.
Oh, okay. I can look you out if you want. Right. Listen, I've been dragging it out. I've been a bit like Nick Ferrari on his breakfast show at LBC, mate, where he keeps promising to tell you the answer to something and then fucking 3 weeks later he's still not giving it to you. I am now going to show you the official video on Millwall's TikTok and sorry, just one sec. Jonathan Fraser, pronouns Hasbulla.
He's doing the Hasbulla look now. Look,
it is. Oh, God. Frankie, we will come back to that in a minute, mate. All right. I'm going to take it off and do it. Right. We're going to show you this Fleming video, which was on the official Millwall TikTok, being done by Millwall media team.
I have to warn you, this is terrible.
This either shows up the youth of today, but he's 25. And, well, I just don't think there's any words. Here you go.
All right, then. 9. Harry, is he top goal scorer already? Or almost? 2. Don't really know him, just a little bit. Character, but there's better players around, I think. Not convinced. Never heard of him, but he has to go in 6 now. Torres. Good, but only for a short period of time, so. Yeah, heard of him, but. Don't know too much about him, to be honest. This list is hope someone comes out. Hasselbank is my number one. Right, this is a shambles.
He did.
There you go. Comments are open. Get your thoughts in on there. How the fuck can you not know who Ian Rush is? And how can you not know, obviously, an ex-Millwall legend, Teddy Sheringham. Okay, he got third to a degree, but fucking hell, half those players, mate, not knowing what's what, mate.
He didn't know who Les Ferdinand was.
Yeah.
He said that Cantona was a character.
Cantona was a character. Torres was good for a bit. Pot kettle black. Do you know what I mean? Pot kettle black there. Do you know what I mean? I just.
What else he got on the list there? So I probably didn't know who Ian Rush was. I mean, that's.
No, Steven's got the list.
An age thing.
How can you not put Heskey top?
You're as bad as Fleming, Connor.
He only knows Netherlands players. No, yeah, apart from obviously probably one of their greatest ones. So yeah. I thought you were going to say about Hasbulla speaking English. Yeah. So Fleming started watching football in 2010, then based on this. Teddy, how did Millwall actually post that? Is there any benefit? Got no idea.
Should have done a retake. Should have
that really. Was a shambles, Fleming. That was shit from Fleming.
Yeah.
Matt Letizia. Now, Matt Letizia is pretty much a player in his role. And also, is Matt Letizia the most undervalued player in his time, because he never really got England yet, and he never moved anywhere else, did he? He stayed in Southampton his whole career.
He was amazing. Exactly. He played for Southampton. It's the only team he ever played for. I think he's got a history of never ever missing a penalty, apparently. I don't know if that's true or not, but I believe that's true.
If you want a YouTube rabbit hole, then just go and type in Matt Letizia goals and you won't be disappointed.
Honestly, he was one of the players I loved as a kid growing up. I should try and play like him. Never as good as him, of course, but I just loved his style. It's so good to watch. You would pay money to watch him play. But he was someone who didn't care about winning leagues, winning Champions Leagues. He was happy to play at Southampton, at a club that he's there for a very, very long time. Originally come from, is it Guernsey? Originally, he was born in Guernsey. Apparently, his brother, he said his brother was a better player than him when they were going through the academy. But his brother turned to women, booze, drugs, and went off the rails. And Matt stayed sort of on the line and done very well. But apparently his brother was better player than him, he said.
I think Letizia missed one penalty as well. I think it was like 47 out of 48 or 48 out of 49, something like that.
Wow. What a player, Steve. Honestly, I remember watching
Connor says, did he say Kerry Katona? And Andrew Roberts says, Fireman, intelligent footballer. Fleming talks like he smoked 10 joints. Just like a Fleming free kick, to be honest. bad ball knowledge from Flems, but at least he knows who Cantona is.
Yeah, I guess so.
Piss
off, Tony.
I do think, though, that that so many football clubs are doing it. They've so many players have posted that. Like, it's just another way to try and get engagement on social media. I don't really care, to be honest. I mean, Fleming's made himself look a bit stupid, and the club probably should have fact checked it, or at least, you know, looked at it first. But
hang on, isn't Fleming's dad a player? Wasn't Fleming's dad a player? No,
I have no idea.
No,
he
wasn't.
I was thinking of someone completely different then.
Yeah, I agree, Frankie. Well, at least he should have done a take two or a take three and pick the best one.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. Next time we meet up, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Mate, Tony, how many times do you want to fucking post the same thing? Letizia is a great man too, as well as a great player. I love what Letizia says.
Yeah.
I think Hoddle tried to sign him for Chelsea and he turned it
down.
Really?
That's interesting.
That was probably his fuck-off video. We have people, media in England, who think football only started in 1992. It did. According to Sky, it did. But, no. I thought it was funny. I mean, look, take it in what it is. I'll post it out in a bit. But, yeah, think of it what it was, mate. But, I understand the engagement and you want to sort of build a contingency with your fan base and whatnot, but yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I won't tell you who I was thinking of, but he plays in the Premiership and yeah, he's a fucking good player. I like R. Fleming, but yeah, no, I was thinking of someone else. So yeah. What the fuck was that? Yeah, mate, that's it. Sorry, mate, but it looks like the lights are out and no one's... for me or for Fleming?
I think it's so
New Zealand, mate, and come and fucking hunt you down, I think. Come and see you and have a beer, you know what I mean, at normal hours rather than it being about 9:30, 10 o'clock Saturday morning over there for you. So, yeah, both. Thanks, mate. See, that's coming in the night, isn't it?
Yeah, on your wacky backy.
So, yeah, baldy over there. What's it like?
When are we doing the commentary chat, Mickey?
He's not coming on, mate.
No, we're not talking about commentary.
No,
I think he is,
but he ain't. The other fella who was going to come on isn't available for tonight, so there's no one there, mate. Unless the commentary guy's still in the comments.
Yeah,
then maybe get him on, but he was gloating a bit, so maybe. But it's more than welcome to come on. So
it's probably better to get him on now than get him on afterwards. He'll get a thump 4-0.
How many days is it? Where are we? Yeah, baldy over there. Thanks for that, Chris. If that was him engaging with his fans, I would hate to see his chat up lines in the bar. Which Prem club is going to buy Fleming now? Definitely not Liverpool. I know I'm safe because you would have to book a flight online. Thanks for that, Tony. Yeah. How many days until Christmas next year? Wacky backy. My mum used to say that all the time.
Yeah. Old school.
What the fuck is it with people keep repeating? Look, it's there. It's there. And it's there. That's three times.
Just want to make sure you don't skip it. That's why.
That's three times. Jordana. Is that Jordana?
Is that a typo? Jordan? But you had an extra A in there.
Or an extra N even. No, an extra A, yeah. I don't know. Jordana. The only Jordana I know, or the Jordana, it's not Jordana, yeah. It's Jordana, whatever, is the one from Renewal.
Guys, very quickly. Yeah.
That's all he keeps posting. Just to laugh, mate. I'm buzzing. Yeah, no, I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. But
our current injury.
What are you doing next, Chris? What the fuck is that?
Guys, Stephen.
Yo.
Our current injuries at the moment, what is it with hamstrings? You've got Nisbet hamstring, Bradshaw coming back from a hamstring, Leonard's coming back from a hamstring injury, and didn't Obafemi when he was injured to have a hamstring injury. I'm not blaming our training facilities or our pitch with Obafemi, but just seems
to be strange.
Nor can they have injuries at the moment.
Whoa. One sec. Right. Yeah, he loves Christmas, I think. You're not fucking joking. What are you doing now? Right now, I'm fucking answering your stupid message. That's what I'm fucking doing now.
He's on a wind-up. Got to be.
He's
got to be. He's sitting on what Z.F. Fleming's on.
Boy. Fucking, going. Where is he?
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's
fuck me. Mate, he's got...
Bobby's brothers down the chat. I think he's gone.
He's just gone, mate. Christ.
In answer to your question, Joe, the training ground is clearly a problem. There's clearly an issue with it. That's why they wouldn't. That's why they've been looking to try and get the new one sorted and whatnot. But Nisbet has always been. I've always felt with Nisbet, he's after what happened last January. He's been an injury waiting to happen. It feels like every time he's gone in for a tackle, I've always thought, is he going to get up from it? Is he going to be okay? Bradshaw's had his injury problems in the past, and he's the amount of work he gets through again is someone you think every time he gets tackled, he's gonna go down with an injury. I think
Grant's fucked, mate.
Over the course of the time, the last 5-6 years, we've had to take risks on players that maybe have been more injury prone or maybe are susceptible to picking up the odd knocks. Ryan Leonard's a prime example of that as well. So Mason Bennett, another one over the years that, you know, made a glass sort of getting injured and stuff. So I think we take a risk on players like that. I think the Nisbet risk, I read a really interesting thread on X earlier about Nisbet and Bradshaw comparison. When Bradshaw first turned up, he wasn't particularly great. He got a really bad injury and was out for a long time. And then, you know, he's turned it around a little bit, and maybe Kevin Nisbet will fall.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All in the same category, but so far it seems to be a waste of quite a lot of money. And
it is. I agree with you saying this, Steve. I mean, with Nisbet, I saw enough of him pre-season. Think, you know what? Technically, a very good player. I mean, I know when I played against Sutton, I was with Mickey, we watched it in pre-season, but you can see the quality that the guy's got. But he's not getting that clear sort of run of games at the moment. I think we're not playing particularly well, so we're not creating enough chances for him either. But this injury is probably like the worst time for him, because if this puts him out for the rest of the season, as they're alluding to at the moment, and even if he does make it back for the last few games, it's not going to be enough for him to actually start games and make a stake for a place in the team. So I really feel for him, you know, and I think it's a real shame it's happened to him, because, like you say, he's had a couple of big injuries now, and this is the last thing he wants after getting over the serious knee injury last time round.
All right. Right, before we go into your teams and everything else you're talking tomorrow, wherever, you guys have seen the state of training ground, yeah? You're doing a prize draw tonight. Chris, you already won it. You won it when I done it at 45 minutes. You won it, fella. You absolutely won it. So, yeah, there's no point in us doing another one, fella. You've already won it, mate. So, you've already won it, mate. So, yeah. That's just being greedy, isn't it? So, yeah. Should we do it? We'll do another one, shall we? Should we do another draw? I've got the ideal one for you this time.
Also, while we're waiting on that, Nicky.
Yeah, go on.
Steve, I've only seen Football Insider. Apparently, Port Vale are chasing Paul Robinson to be their new manager, our coach.
I didn't see that. My issue with that, and this is the first I've heard of it, is that we've always said that we need Millwall-type players in and around, or Millwall-type characters in and around the club. And whilst I know Andy Marshall is there and he's played for us before, but I wouldn't call him necessarily a Millwall-type character. No. Robbo is Millwall through and through. I spoke to him last year at the end of season awards and he loves it. He absolutely loves it. And if we do lose him, then that could be a little bit of a blow, really, because you wouldn't have that Millwall-type character and anyone that really understands the club. But if he goes, good luck to him.
If you want to get into this prize draw, you need to do hashtag Hasbulla, just like it is on the screen, and you'll get put into the draw. So Hasbulla will get you into the screen, and you will get your prize from Hasbulla. Can't say further than that, can we? Taller Hasbulla.
David, to your comment, mate, I think that's the other Paul Robinson.
Stephen's not happy. Look at him.
No, I'm just taking it all in, mate. Don't worry.
Up top Saturday.
One thing I must say is, if Paul Robson does go, does it give us the option to then replace him with a more of an attacking coach? With Adam Barrett being defensive coach and a few others as well. I think that will be the only positive out of it. But you're right, though, Stephen. Losing Paul Robinson, that's our only connection.
You see, that's to Millwall. Where did you say it was? To Port Vale.
To Port Vale, yeah.
Because I had a rumour the other day that one of our coaches had left.
It's not Robbo. It's not Millwall's Robbo. It's Paul Robinson, the former Birmingham, the guy who was Rowett's coach.
Is it really? Not
Robbo.
I have heard that there's one of our coaches allegedly have gone to QPR.
The other Paul Robinson, I'm sure.
But I've just Googled the article as well, and it says Port Vale considering Paul Robinson for managerial vacancy. Former Millwall coach Paul Robinson is a candidate for
Sorry, panic over, lads.
Look at that. Oh, there. Look, everyone's getting in on Hasbulla. Where is it? Not that Paul Robinson, the legend. It's the other one. Yeah. The foul one.
Yeah.
I'll give you another minute to get your words in. Yeah, Paul Robinson, it's our old coach with thingy.
Guys,
Marshall.
I looked at a stat earlier. Coventry have only lost one game in 40 matches.
Okay.
And that was in a 2-1 loss against Norwich when they were down to 10 players.
Here we go, then. That's it. You've got 30 seconds left, and then I'm pressing draw. There's about 20 odd of you in there. 21, 22, I think. 20. 10, 9. Hashtag Hasbulla to get in. One entry per person. 3, 2, 1. And there we go. Who's going to win? If it's Chris Brown again, it ain't winning. We're going to draw again. John Pruden. There you go. John Pruden, congratulations. You won yourself a key ring. You need to get in touch with us or any one of us. Drop us a DM, drop us an email, and then we'll arrange for you to pick it up. Cheers for that stat, Joe. Just ruined my night, mate. right, I want you to get in your teams. We'll start off then with, where is it? Someone's already given us a team. Charlie Gardner has put goalkeeper Sarkatch, Cooper, Harding, Tango, Saville Dinor, Wallace left, Cuffy right, top Bradshaw, Fleming, Afemi versus Coventry. Can you beat it? Have you got a better team? What do you want to do? Do you agree, disagree? Get your comments in now. Gents, Joe, what's your lineup for Sunday, fella?
I think I'll go with a back four. I don't think with their pace, I think your man there, the Coventry guy, Mickey, mentioned that as well, that, they're attackers and Sakamoto as well. He'll completely ruin us down that right hand side, their right hand side, our left channel. So we probably need a flat back four and defensive fullbacks. I like to see if Danny is Danny McNamara fit at the moment, or is he injured? Does anyone know?
I think he's fit.
Danny McNamara's fit.
Well, yeah, he was on the bench the other day, wasn't he? Yeah,
I would like to play a back four with Danny McNamara at right back. Apparently Lenny's fit. Can he start? I don't know. But if he's available to, he's been training all week apparently. So I will go Danny McNamara right back. I'll have Lenny on the right side centre half next to Cooper. And then I'll have Murray Wallace at left back. And then I'll go with Denoor and Honeyman in the two defensive midfielders. And then I'll have the attacking three with Norton Cuffey on the right-hand side. I will go with Watmore on the left, Fleming in the middle, and then it'll have to be Obafemi up front, but obviously with Fleming pushing alongside Obafemi, giving him that bit of help.
Yeah. Makes sense, I suppose, there, yeah. Stephen?
Sarkic at the back, in goal, sorry, the back three. I'd go Leonard on the right-hand side, Cooper in the middle, Tanganga on the left-hand side.
Why would you go back three, just out of curiosity? To keep a five, defensively?
I would, only because I think, Coventry, they're gonna have a lot of the ball, and I would rather us. I never usually say this, but I would rather us line up with a five to start the game on Sunday than go in with a four and potentially be out of the game in the first half. I'd rather see us try and be a little bit more solid, and then maybe push on a little bit in the second half. But definitely Cooper in the centre, Tanganga. I know it might not be his natural on his left foot, but as I said earlier, pace either side of Cooper.
I put Leonard in there, but I would have gone Tanganga, sorry, alongside Cooper.
Norton Cuffey, probably as a wing back, because Leonard would be there covering behind. Joe Bryan as a wing back the other side, you'll have Tanganga covering behind him. I would go with, I know, again, we were talking about this earlier, Sav and Denoor in the middle. I still think they're our best two.
Sav, like the Honeyman?
Yeah, I still think they're our, but yeah.
What, just out of curiosity, what
I think with George Honeyman is he does give you legs, but I don't think you need Denoor and Honeyman. I only think you need one. I think, and also Savile is more of a leader personally. And I think that that's something that we're missing. So I would still stick with those two. Mm. And I would have, I'd probably go have a little bit more of a front three. I would start Adam Meyer. I would give him an opportunity to start. He's been brought into the club.
So the only reason why he didn't play against Hull was because he was suspended, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was match fit, which is good. Yeah.
I'd get Fleming in. I obviously have Fleming. I don't like putting him out wide and maybe give him a bit more of a free roam position rather than actually shoving him out wide. And I would probably go, based on the fact that we're probably not going to have much of the ball and going to have to do quite a lot of work, I'd go with Tom Bradshaw and bring Obafemi on in the second half.
Really? That's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. Do you not think it's better to go with pace up front, especially as it's 0-0 attacking us? And then I know it didn't work against Hull, but the idea is you've got that option to counter. If we go 1-0 down, it's the worst time to bring Obafemi on because there's going to be no space behind their defence. They're going to just sit quite deep and try and counterattack us.
Based on last week, and if we're going to play the way that we think that we're going to play, I don't think we're going to have loads and loads of the ball. And asking Obafemi to chase lost causes, you're never, ever going to get the best out of him. So I would rather us perhaps, if you're still in the game and you're trying to chase a goal, if you do go behind, I would rather be bringing him on and say to Bradshaw, give us everything that you've got and go the other way personally.
I don't know. I don't think that would work, though.
Right, gents, those of you who are watching, get your predictions in now for Sunday's game. Just get him in now. What do you think the scores are going to be? You gents want to do a little game then?
Go on.
Stephen?
Go for it.
All right, I'm going to take myself.
We can't hear you now.
Well, that's a great game, isn't it?
Yeah.
But before he comes
can
back...
Can you hear me or not?
No. Say it first, then do it.
Right, I'm gonna no because I should be able to fucking. I want to be able to read the.
We can't. Thing. We can't hear. Once you went, you went.
Hang on. Let me try something.
Oh wait, Stephen. That's what we're saying. I think Obafemi needs minutes. Yes,
he probably does.
He got 45 minutes last game. He'll probably need to get 65 minutes against Coventry. So you've got to start him because he'll start over Bradshaw. I think out of choice, of preference. And like I said, it's all about having that pace on the attack. The way we're set up at the moment, we'll have to counterattack, especially away from home against Coventry. I can't see Bradshaw doing that. You know, unless we're really kind of pushing hard in the second half to get an equaliser or whatever, then yeah, bring Bradshaw on then because we're going to be trying to push everything out and the kitchen sink as well.
I go the other way with Bradshaw and think that we need to try and put pressure on Coventry earlier. And if Fleming's in his mood where he's, you know, he's putting himself about a bit, Mayer, you'd expect him to be up for it and putting himself about a bit. And Bradshaw, that press, start with the press, try and put Coventry under a little bit more pressure, something we couldn't do to Hull. If it's not working, then maybe go with the pace. But I think Obafemi in a couple of weeks will be the main striker and I'd be putting him in the team every single week. But for now, I just think Bradshaw gives you that little bit more of he knows when to press. He's been doing it a long time. And I just think if we're going to start the game better than we did last week, we need to have a willing runner. And I don't think Obafemi is going to be too happy chasing the lost causes, which Bradshaw tends to do.
No, Obafemi would be better on the counter.
100%, 100%. Yeah. But based on last week and the way that, you know, if we start anywhere near we did last week, we're not going to have an opportunity to counter.
Have we not considered so early? I think the game plan went out the window. So had we not considered that earlier, I think we could have potentially got a couple of chances through Obafemi's pace. But you've got to remember, they went one out quite easy, quite quickly. And then suddenly their defenders just dropped quite deep. And they just kept passing the ball around between them. And that's where you need Bradshaw on, admittedly. But I don't think, had they scored so early, we probably would have had more chances to get behind their defence, I think.
Here we go. We're going to finish this up in a sec, but we're going to start with this. A little game for both of you, and we'll play it out on Sunday to see how well you've done. Joe.
Yes,
and mate. Then Stephen answers. Ipswich Town versus West Brom. Win for Ipswich or win for West Brom?
Win for Ipswich.
Stephen?
Win for West Brom.
Ooh.
Commercial.
Blackburn Rovers versus Stoke City. Who's winning?
Draw.
You're going to draw, yeah?
Yeah.
Stephen?
Blackburn win. New manager bounce.
Okay. It's Cardiff City versus Preston.
Cardiff home win.
Stephen?
Draw,
yeah?
Yes.
Hull City versus Swansea.
Home win.
Hull win.
Both home going for home wins, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Leeds United versus Rotherham United. Shit Yorkshire derby.
Leeds by 3 clear goals at least.
Okay, we just go for a win. Stephen?
I don't want to say it because I'd really like Leeds. Go on, Leeds win.
Middlesbrough versus Bristol.
I'm going for a Bristol away win, that one.
Draw. Stephen? Queen's Park Rangers versus Norwich.
I hope Norwich beat them. I'm going to go for Norwich.
Stephen?
Van Hoy's at the score.
Draw.
Southampton versus Huddersfield.
Southampton.
Yeah, Southampton.
Sunderland versus Plymouth Argyle.
I'm going Sunderland.
Yes, Sunderland as well.
Watford versus Leicester.
Ooh. I'm going to go for a draw.
I can't not. Leicester. Got to go Leicester.
There we go. That will be back on Sunday night to haunt you.
Hold on a minute. Wait. Joe, Coventry v Millwall.
Fuck me. Why you got this to me? With my heart or my head? What am I going with? I'm going. I'm going to watch it, but I think Coventry are going to beat us. I'm just being realistic. I think they're going to beat us.
I said on the Coventry show in the week that I could never back us to lose, and I won't. I said 1-1. I'll go over 1-1 draw. But I did also say that if at 1 minute to 12 on Sunday that they offered me a draw, I'd snap the rand off for it.
No, Coventry haven't kept a clean sheet 15 or 16 games.
Oh, and then Millwall roll into town. There we go.
2-1.
I'm going 2-1 as well. What, to Coventry?
Millwall.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right, Bobby's gone for a 1-1. Mark has gone for 1-1. Millwall 8593 has gone 1-1. Pete Sullivan is Sarkic, BNC, Tonga, Cooper, Brian, Denore, Saville, Honeyman.
Three man midfield.
It's only eight players, isn't it?
One, two, three, four, six, seven, eight.
Chris is going 2-1 Millwall. David's going 6-1 Coventry. If we let a goal in the first 5 minutes, second 10 minutes, if we don't, 3-1. 2-1 Millwall. He's missed out. There's the other three players.
I like that front three.
Can't see us getting anything, to be honest. 3-0 defeat. Fitness levels are shit. Dan Riggs, 3-0 Coventry. Tony W is taking the piss out of me again. Mickey, leave it, mate. Stick to your milk round. Wanker. 1-1 or 1-0 with loads of squeaky pants moments at our end. Tunbridge, Sarkic, Tandanga, Harding, Cooper, BNC, Brian, Casper, Saville, SA, Fleming, Ober Fleming, 3-4-1-2. Andrew would be happy with a draw, as can't see us winning, but who knows? Football's a funny old game, as someone once said. 1-1. We need Bradders and a Femi up front. Ipswich draw. Okay. 1-1. Draw Stoke. Okay. Card win. fuck that up as well. Hull win, Leeds win, Middlesbrough win. Okay. You can come back and check your comments on the weekend. 3-0 to Lady Godiva's Minge. thanks for all of those, David. Do another Hasbulla before the end. 1-0 Millwall. 2-1 Millwall. Tony's gone 2-2. Put me in that game, Mickey, between Joe and Hasbulla.
Next week.
Mayor is a Scouse nutter. Blue card sin bin on debut. We'll talk about the sin bin. We were going to talk about it tonight. We'll talk about the sin bin on Friday. Because I was speaking to someone who plays non-league, who's got a proper team in non-league, and it's been in non-league for a little while. And it's only used for dissent. And it's just there that they get a warning. So the fellow was telling me today, they get a warning. And then if they do it again, it's like, look, if you carry on being gobby, you're gonna get sinned. Then they give it to it and go.
We do that in vets football, so I know what it's like. There's one of my mates, Frank. He's got his bit of a hothead, and we call him the Black Terry Hurlock. Yeah, good player, but he's like that. And every game he gets a blue card. And it's just like 2 or 3 minutes, and he goes off, calms down, comes back on, different person. It's about 5 minutes later until he fucking goes through someone else, of course. But yeah.
Oh, who was that? Hello? Oh, that's me.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
We can still hear you.
That was me then. The computer was just about to switch off.
So, your battery.
Yeah, that was done. Yeah. So, Right, you won it. We'll do it. One more. We'll do a chance to win yourself one more that Millwall podcast. What do you call it?
Hasbulla?
I think it's probably going to be Hasbulla, I think. Hasbulla, get your comments in right now if you want to have a chance of winning. Do it now. There it is. It's up on the screen. Keep going. Keep going. And then, yeah, that's it. ID department. Fuck off, Mike. What's this? The night of fucking giving me shit. Remember, Mickey, I told you about my son, Kenzie. He plays his first game last week. They lost 9-4, but he scored two and set one up. Sweet. There you go. Onwards and upwards. Come on in. Get your comments in. Quick. You're on 14 of you have put comments in so far. Your last chance to win one today.
What's the prize, this one?
It's another limited edition That Millwall Podcast key ring. You don't have one, Joe.
Have you got one? Sure.
Yeah, I've got one there.
Let's have a look. This one, I think, is it's quite cool, actually,
aren't they? I'll tell you what we do. These will be for...
Oh, I like that.
So you got shut the fuck up, Joe key rings. There you go. That's what they are. That's what you're playing for today. Shut the fuck up, Joe. Key rings. And
you got a bottle opener. You say, shut the fuck up, Joe. And then, oh no.
If we get three more of you entering, there's 17 of you so far. Three more haven't already entered in, and I'll do two giveaways. But you've got about 30 seconds to get in. Don't forget to like as well on YouTube, because that helps us right out. There's 37 of you, 38. Two more likes on YouTube, and I'll do it regardless of what we got on there.
Mickey must be in a good mood. He's giving out loads of prizes.
Come on. One more like on YouTube, and we're going to do the draw. One more like on YouTube. Come on. One more like on YouTube, and we're going. I'm giving you that time.
Look at the names here.
Five.
Anyone missing?
Four.
70 people in the
three,
chat.
There we go. Yeah, not everyone's commented.
Is it going to be?
Connor Parkfield has. You've won one, fella.
Well done, Connor.
Okay. And as promised, we hit 40 likes. We'll do you one more. These are for the limited edition Joe.
Every time you open your bottle, Joe, you'll think of me.
Peter Sullivan, fucking all the abuse. Peter Sullivan and Connor, get in touch or see us at a game and we're sorted out. And what we do is I will get these to Joe and then just see Joe at a game and Joe will give you one of the what you call it ones. So, yeah. That is it. That is it for another night. Thank you very, very much. All of you should post out on Twitter Hasbulla, and whoever gets the most retweets from it will win a key ring, okay? That will make Steve's night. Look, Stephen is not looking happy tonight, is he?
Not listening, look.
I was actually replying to something else. So,
nice that he gives full attention, innit? Do you know what I mean? So, thanks for that. So, yeah, hopefully we will be getting a win on Saturday. That was it. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you again next week. Cheers, guys. Glad to have won. Yeah, all these comments get saved now in the proper YouTube, so Stevie. People are going to be wondering what the hell's going on. So yeah, that's it. We're done.
I can't. I didn't hear you there, mate.
Go on.
Don't take the piss out of your shorts. Ain't that bad now, is it? Compared to Hasbulla.
I cop it literally every show, so it doesn't change.
We were so busy talking shit about bringing the message to the people, we never stopped to bother whether the people gave a shit about the...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.